Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 1 a.m., here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, Israel is experiencing clear skies with a gentle breeze. Temperatures are comfortably cool, making for a pleasant evening outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that quiet negotiations between Israel and Lebanon, mediated by the U.S., are ongoing. This comes as global attention remains on U.S.-Iran talks regarding Hormuz, earlier this hour. Also, Ynet says the IDF launched attacks in South Lebanon. They cited a violation of the ceasefire by Hezbollah. This development follows ongoing talks in Rome. Also this hour, I-24 News reveals an Oketz unit dog led IDF troops to a Hamas tunnel filled with rockets in southern Gaza. Separately, JTA covers the reburial of Herzl's grandparents in Jerusalem. This act fulfills a final wish of the Zionist leader. And finally, Israel Hayom highlights a shift in Saudi relations with Palestinians. The kingdom redefines its stance amid the war in Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Political commentator Ronnie Chatta from Al Arabiya English posted minutes ago that Iran is not negotiating Lebanon's future. He examines Lebanon's efforts to disarm Hezbollah while pursuing diplomacy with Israel. Belaz News reports President Trump criticized Barack Obama's manufacturing record earlier today. He claims American businesses and factories are experiencing a resurgence. Ihab Hassan, a political analyst, wrote recently that U.S. election campaigns should focus on domestic issues rather than positions on Israel and Palestine. Let's go deeper, starting with the quiet negotiations between Israel and Lebanon. Walla reports these discussions are mediated by the U.S. amid broader regional talks. This diplomatic effort aims to address ongoing tensions in a discreet manner. The outcome could impact stability and security in the region. Turning to the IDF's actions in South Lebanon, Ynet details that the strikes followed accusations of ceasefire violations by Hezbollah. These hostilities occur against a backdrop of negotiations aimed at reducing conflict. Civilians in the area face heightened uncertainty as these developments unfold. Meanwhile, I-24 News reports on the discovery of a Hamas tunnel in Gaza. An Oketz dog led IDF troops to this location, where rockets were found. This discovery highlights ongoing security threats in the region. Residents nearby remain vigilant amid these tensions. Separately, JTA notes the reburial of Herzl's grandparents in Jerusalem. This act honors Herzl's Zionist vision, bringing closure to his family's legacy. The event symbolizes the ongoing connection between past and present in Zionist history. Finally, Israel Hayom discusses Saudi Arabia's evolving relations with Palestinians. The kingdom reassesses its position amid tensions with Iran. This shift could redefine regional alliances and influence future peace efforts. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business highlights record-breaking school bag designs. As the school year approaches, brands are unveiling new backpack collections. Separately, Mariv Business warns about common mistakes in filing medical rights claims. These claims, often against the National Insurance Institute, are complex and sensitive. And finally, SeaTech reports Israel's Navy has quietly received the INS Dracon submarine. The advanced vessel expands the country's strategic maritime capabilities. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.